Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You got it. All right, you want to go? You got it. All right, you want to go? All right, you want to go?
We are go. Go, 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 go.
You got it. Got it. You got it. Got it.
All right, we're going to your phone calls here. Amber, Joe, Kirk, Duncan, Jeremy, Melissa, Misha, George, Judy, Misha. That's a cool name. We got a cat. His name's Peanut, but my three-year-old daughter calls it Misha. It's weird. What does Misha mean? Is that Russian or something? Well, I'm not saying it's weird. I'm not saying your name's weird. I'm saying it's weird. I have a cat named Misha, and you're called in now, Misha. But we're taking your phone calls right now. I'm not going to recap what I'm covering. That's just, you know, Guterdamerong, War of the Gods, New World Order, World Government, Total Insanity. Amber in Arizona, you're on the air. Welcome.
What up, brother? It's Amir.
Amir, I'm sorry. See, I can't read any of these things.
We spoke 2 months ago, brother, and you asked me what's going to happen in the next 54 days, and I told you military takeover and a mass awakening is going to happen.
I remember you called, and here's what happened. About 47, my eyes went out. So I need to either get that screen closer or I need to get some glasses. In fact, I need to go to an optometrist because they're still
deep. You're all good, brother. You're all good.
I remember 17. You called. I mean, how long ago did you call, Amir? You called a few months ago?
Yeah, in November. In November.
So I remember you calling. So tell us what you predicted. Go ahead.
I said that the military is going to take over and a mass awakening of the people is going to happen. The reason for that is the globalists, their time is up. The lies are over, and people need to wake up. So let's go back to 1776. Why is it so great? That happened during the Iroquois Confederation and when the Christians that left British so they can have a free life came out to America, and they all had an agreement. I told you last time there's a remedy for everything that happens in law. The master remedy is in Article 6 of the Constitution. I would like the constitutional lawyer Barnes to talk about that next time he comes on. Next thing that happened with the globalists, they wanted to take the land from the heirs of the land. They wanted to take it from the Christians, and at the time they called them Moors. We call ourselves Moorish Americans now. The land was taken over. When the Act of 1871 happened, to go around the original organic constitution, that was the first globalist takeover by the bankers. Now, what's happening now is the final completion of it. They know that people are asleep, they know people are not educated, and they know people don't know how to handle their affairs in law. So, the best thing to do is everybody download the 1828 Noah Webster Dictionary, which is the very first English dictionary. Everybody download the Black's Law 3rd and 4th edition. That's what the globalists and all around the world they go off of. And we need to teach ourselves civics again. Because as long as we don't know anything, they can pull the wool over our eyes.
All right, they use Black's Law, and now they're putting us into administrative law and UN law, and so they have their own language, and we don't even understand it, and that's how they dominate us.
We do understand it. They just put the ones behind bars. They do understand it so we don't wake the rest of the people up.
Beautifully said, Amir. Thank you so much for the call. You're absolutely right. And that's why they call it stakeholders at the UN level under Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, Great Reset. They say, oh, don't worry. Everybody in a corporation that's a stakeholder, meaning a made man, you're going to be left alone. You're going to have all your rights, just like Rockefeller told Aaron Russo before he died. We're all going to have a chip. My chip says kiss my ass. Your chip says you're a slave. But even those people are deceived. It's like the Ring of Mordor or the Ring of Plato. You give it to somebody and it really enslaves them. It gives them power for a while, but it enslaves them. All right, Job, Kirk, Duncan, Jeremy, Chris, Isha, George, if I'm pronouncing that right, Judy, and others. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWars.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Democrats are mobilizing the U.S. military to suppress domestic opinions. I have the former deputy director of the CIA now being rehired by Biden to run counterterrorism in mainstream news. Covered it last week, saying we are going to disrupt and attack conservatives. We're going to arrest them. We're going to come after them. That doesn't intimidate me. That really makes me scared for people like him. Because they opened that Pandora's box. But I understand the real enemy is America, and they've got this existential desire to dominate and control it so they can be a real boy. I mean, I get it. It's like they want to mount our head on the wall. We're the big trophy. We're the big buck they want to get. And they just are foaming at the mouth. They were all hired to be traitors to bring the country down. So they all have to hate the country to begin with to enjoy their work. And so now they know they stole the election. They know they're rejected. They're scared. They know they committed all these crimes. They know they've put basically Skeletor in as the president, can hardly talk, a very badly functioning zombie, and so they don't know what to do. And so they go, let's just go with the template of absolute tyranny. Let's just take what is in the literature and in history and in fiction and in reality and in false reality and call every crazy inversion of justice reality. And so now here's the headline, InfoWars.com. It's no joke. We have links to the New York Times article. New York Times calls for Biden to appoint reality czar to fight misinformation. The New York Times has amplified claims by experts, Southern Poverty Law Center, who are calling for Joe Biden to appoint a reality czar. That's a quote. That's not a joke, okay? The actual Ministry of Truth. Prompting critics to compare the idea to the Ministry of Truth in George Orwell's 1984. An article entitled How the Biden Administration Can Help Solve Our Reality Crisis, because no one believes them, the New York Times' Kevin Rose cites experts who are calling on the Biden administration to put together a cross-agency task force to tackle disinformation and domestic extremism, which would be led by something like a reality czar. Oh, my God. So they can tell us that there aren't just two sexes and that a biological man can have a baby. I mean, stuff like that. Gaslighting. The job of the reality czar would be to head up a centralized task force of the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL Democratic Party, and universities to coordinate a single strategic response, war, to things like COVID-related and election fraud. So, all these doctors come out and say that COVID's an overblown hoax. All these scientists to point out that we have the same number of deaths 2020, 2019. The head scientists from all these places say don't take the vaccine. Macron says it doesn't work. They need to stop it. Australia stopped the vaccine because it had HIV false positives. What they mean is, our shoddy program is so bad we've got to have total unification of control for it to work. And Bill Gates has crawled out from under a rock. Wait till we play these new videos. I'll do it later. I want to go to your phone calls right now. Let's go to George in Connecticut. George, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I've been trying to get through to you a long time, but unfortunately some of the solutions I had would have been more appropriate before Trump ducked out. But one thing I think is still appropriate. We should support the disband the police unless they sign up to that they have a board of people, citizens of the county or city, depending on the situation, that they adhere to full constitutional loyalties, and that they will not follow any unconstitutional rule.
Let me stop you. What you're saying is really good, and I agree with it, but here's the issue. The globalists are coming in, intimidating police, attacking them to sign onto their politics, and then any police mistakes or problems will be whitewashed and covered up. Any problems that can't be covered up, they'll just basically punt onto the federal government. You're always going to have problems. People are people. So they're creating fake police boards under Strong Cities Initiative of the UN that are actually globalists. We need to say, hey, you need real police boards that are constitution boards that support good cops and help you stand up against bad cops and bad unions and really get the police, because they're of the people, working directly with the local communities. I totally agree with you, but how do you navigate that?
We'd have to bring in experts that have dealt with this. And there are plenty of people out there that are real loyalists in the sense of to the Constitution, that are old military and intelligence people and people we know will not turn on us or phony. But those are the type of people that should advise us.
No, that's another key point. That's another key point. We're the loyal Americans. The globalists are the outside empire attacking us now, trying to overthrow the existence of our very republic. So when they say they're the resistance, no, they're not. They're the big global corporate power against our little soul country, and so we are the resistance.
Another major point is that Camilla Ho Harris, or Legs in the Air Harris, is she really a natural-born citizen? So her parents were not under a regular visa when she was born, so that she, under the definition, she is not. We should make an issue of that to the point where they know they can't hand off power to her whenever they can. But one of the more important points I want to make is that there are articles in the Constitution that basically establish that this is a government by the people. And she basically came out in the primaries. They erased that video that she said she's going to come after every Trump supporter, everybody that doesn't support the Democrats. She said that on the video. I agree, guys.
Pull up the video. Kamala Harris says she's coming after every Trump supporter when elected. She also said she'd ban all the guns. She also said Joe Biden's a racist. She actually said something true, but so is she. God bless you, brother. Great points. I agree. Biden's hiding. They're going to carry out this horribly un-American bankruptcy of the country. Once they launch the Depression in the next year or two, then he will step down and she'll come in as the savior to fix it all. And that's definitely what they're doing. So we need to start really going after her as the globalist operative that she is. Okay. Misha in Chicago. Then we'll go to Carlos. Misha, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Alex. I'm calling on, peaceful solutions to the issues at hand. And I think that the shorting on the dollar, or the shorting on the silver, and all the stuff happening on Reddit is really phenomenal. Remember, you talked about the movie THX-1183, a long time ago, and I watched it, a few months ago, the remake, the remastered version. And I think, I think that's basically, the future, right?
That was George Lucas made his student film and then made his first big film with George Lucas, with Robert Duvall and others. Amazing film. But it's based on Brave New World, which was actually Huxley's real plan. So Huxley came and actually spoke to the same university that he even went to. Lucas did a few years before he died and a few years before Lucas was actually at the school. So he made a dystopic film about people bucking the Brave New World scenario, THX-1138. You're right. That is one of the actual plans for us.
And at the end of the movie, if you recall, when Robert Duvall is trying to escape, the only reason they let him escape is because it started to cost too much. You know, so
yeah,
so
they said that he's gone over budget. Come back. It's too late. Come back. I'm over budget. Exactly. So we've got to make it too costly. Resistance overrides that, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's not breaking windows. It's not, you know, conducting violence or doing anything like that. It's hitting them, you know, where it hurts the most, in the pocketbook. And you know, and that's what's grabbing their attention. And it's insane that you have the former, you know, SEC chairman and all these other, you know, bigwig, you know, money people going on and calling again, just using the insane narrative, calling everybody racist or
hold on, don't
or
hang whatever. Up. Don't hang up. We're going to come right back to you on the other side as you bring up THX1138. And then we're going to go to Carlos in Canada, always an amazing caller, and so many others on this live February 2nd, 2021 transmission. Remember, every time you're listening, it can be our last show. That's not hyperbole. That's not hype. This is so hardcore. This is so real. So please tell folks to tune in.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Since I was about 3 years old, I have memories of going to the cafeteria. There's a cafeteria all over the South and all over Texas. It started in Texas called Luby. It started after World War II. And it's just a basic cafeteria. It's the same food I ate there when I was a little kid. I can order the food. I ordered it probably about once a week here to the office. It's like vegetables and cheese steak and just basic, you know, Southern cooking. It's chicken fried steak sometimes, but I don't eat that a lot these days. Going out of business all over the state. It's the same fish, the same macaroni. It's the same thing I've been eating since I was a little kid. It's gone. Because of the lockdown. Not because they weren't a successful company, but because of the lockdown. Because they're non-essential. And that's just an example of what it's like to have everything in America being shut down because it's not globalist. And so there's like one left in Austin, and that's closing. So I was just in there eating it. I was thinking, my God, I've been eating this macaroni and cheese since I was a baby. I have memories of being like 3 years old eating this, and it's gone. Now, I can survive that, but they're going to try to take our guns now. House bill would require psych test retroactively for all gun owners, registration, license to own ammo, red flag law, no more Second Amendment. You're like, well, I just won't comply. Yeah. The war starts that way, though. These people want a war. They're spoiling for a war. They want to conquer the country forever. You rejected them with Trump. You rejected them with InfoWars. So now they're coming down with both feet. Governors and legislatures and senators need to stand up now and say no to this illegal activity. My God, we're in martial law out in the open right now. We got to do it. Misha in Chicago, finish up your point about THX-1138.
Well, that was it. Just making it more costly, you know, for the hands of power, you know, and I think, you know, the whole surge on silver is a good thing, but I think there's going to be severe consequences on the dollar, right? Because I mean, I have Carl Schwab's book in front of me right now, you know, COVID-19, the Great Reset. I mean, he talks about the fate of the dollar and the U.S. against China and monetary policies and whatnot. And I think, you know, I think it's a blessing in disguise to get people rushing to silver to protect their assets and their interests, because they are going to collapse the dollar, right? They have three things that they need to do. They need to collapse the economy, and they have to create a civil war. And I think those two are interchangeable, right? Because if they cause a civil war, it's obviously going to lead to an economic collapse. So if there's an economic collapse, it's going to cause a civil war. And obviously going to blame it on Russian agents and racists, right?
Oh, they admit, they talk to us like they're animals. They love to do it. They're like, we're going to censor Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson and take them off the air, but that's not censorship. And we're going to cut the carbon off to save the earth, and the Great Reset's really for that. And COVID's not really a problem. Klaus Schwab said that, so did Bill Gates. But a big bioweapon's coming, and it's going to kill most of you, but that's okay because there's too many of you. They say all this, and then Bill Gates bitches and says, why are you being so mean to me? Why are you attacking me? We've got new clips coming up later in the hour. What do you think the psychology is of that? To announce they're doing it, then say they're not doing it. I guess it's just toying with us. It's a psychological technique.
They've never been punched in the mouth. You know, they've never had to have real struggle. They've never had to live in reality, right? I mean, they don't know. If you gave the Queen of English a toilet brush, she wouldn't know what to do with it, right? They don't know what's going on.
It's like that famous video of George Herbert Walker Bush a decade after scanners were ubiquitous. I mean, I know what a scanner was again when I was 3 years old in a grocery store. He's in like 1992 and doesn't know what a scanner is at a grocery store.
Yeah, well, yeah. You had Ron Paul ask Brand Bernanke, or who does your grocery shopping? They don't get it. They don't know. You had that photo of Hillary Clinton when she went to someone's apartment in New York and they had a plant. you know, in their sink or something. I mean, these people don't live in reality. They're high off their own nonsense.
There was a big study came out last week, a big university study, that big tech people, even worse than royalty, don't live in the real world and live such a cloistered lifestyle that they're another species or another class.
Yeah. I don't know what else to say on that. They think, you know, obviously they're better. Well, you know, I remember I've been listening to you for about 15 years and I've been saying, the info war is real, right? And it is effective, right? It's all long term, right? And I've had people who would laugh in my face, who would ridicule me, who would tell me how family and friends and whatnot. And now they're calling me, saying, hey, you've been right. Right. Because we listening to you for this long. And I mean, was it E. Howard Griffin?
G. Edward Griffin.
His books, if you go on Amazon on their section of books on economy, you go to all their subsections too. His books are in the top five being sold. Right.
Oh, let's expand on that. And I'm going to go break and take more calls. But you're really bringing up some central points here. It's like the Politico reporter, it's an article on InfoWars.com, panics. Says Trump base getting stronger since he left. Well, I mean, I can tell you, we had a huge audience, but people didn't take it serious, a lot of them. But now we have a bigger, hardcore audience after being persecuted. So, of course, them stealing the election from Trump and persecuting him and trying to put him in jail is going to make him more popular. I mean, don't they? See, tyrants only think one step at a time, and that's why they always get annihilated.
You had Zbigniew Brzezinski years ago before he died talked about a mass awakening, right?
He said the mass awakening's coming. And it'll be easier to kill everyone than convince them.
And in his book, Technotronic Era, right? I mean, there's terrifying things in that. He talks about psychotronic weapons and all these things. So there is a full spectrum war happening on all of us, right?
DARPA admits the cell towers can be activated as weapons to control emotions. That was declassified in 1999. Look at this. Politico reporter panics. Trump base getting stronger since he left. And then this. McConnell calls GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene a cancer for the Republican Party because she won by 75%, the biggest margin of any national candidate. So think about that. Winning is what threatens them. He means the establishment Republican Party, not the real one.
We all knew this was coming. Who was the number one threat in the Obama administration, right? Who were they most afraid of?
It was the American people.
Returning veterans.
They were always demonizing veterans. They had all those TV shows like Homeland where veterans are terrorists. But the first four or five seasons of Homeland, it was veterans that were bad. Then the last few seasons, it was Alex Jones was the bad guy.
Yeah, do you remember in the Mayak report, right? The don't tread on me flag, the America Freedom to Fascism documentary was listed as terroristic documents. Molon Labe, and you had that congresswoman wearing Molon Labe mask on her face.
No, I agree. They're in total panic mode. They've stolen things. They're in a war to collapse us. They're owned by China. Here's the thing. They're scared because they're slaves. They're told by the EU. They're told by the big banks. They're told by China what to do. Like they put Swallowswell on the Intelligence Committee when he's an admitted Chinese spy. They are just going for broke to normalize treason, and it's not going to work. God bless you. All right, we're going to go to break. And Carlos is always a great caller. I'm going to go to him. I recognize regular caller Carlos, who's basically worked on the inside. And then we're going to go to everybody else in the order that we've received your calls. And then 2 days in a row, because I got so many questions for him, Robert Barnes joins us in the third hour today. And then Paul Joseph Watson. We've got new T-shirts, F Biden, F Tyranny, and, of course, F Mask. Hey, it's a little crass, but this is the time for that type of behavior. Wars aren't won with powder puffs or gloves. As they ride on, hear the cries. Yippee-ki-yay. Yippee-ki-yay. We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is preparedwithalex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, You need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. It lasts 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the Force GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long, globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Saying I'm not going to follow this law, so they changed it. It's a human planet for people, by people. We're not building a post-human future. We're building a post-globalist future. And their attempt and their big gamble for total control is going to blow up in their dirty New World Order eugenicist faces. Woo! So here's where we are. You have these mega banks that have created thousands of times fraudulent money for what there is real assets in the world. They've leveraged that fraud because we accept it to buy up everything. They see the earth as theirs, and they want to cut resources off and bankrupt all their physical competition because they want total control over the individual and your lifestyle and your body and your reproductive system. They want to play God. Corporations want to make you a commodity. And that's what the Great Reset is. And we have to have Congress and legislatures and governors and people and churches and authors and society say, no, we see what it is, we reject it. But the psychologists that came up with this plan know you like to be a hero. Wear your mask because you're a hero. Don't go outside, you're a hero. Be non-essential, you're a hero. While they teach you to collapse and be serfs. They're simply making you poor to control you. It's called slavery. It's called serfdom. It's called feudalism. Joining us is Carlos in Canada. Biden administration quickly moving towards tyranny, he told the fellow that answered the phone. Carlos, what in the hell's going on? What do you expect to happen next? Because the globalists are moving fast, I think, because they're scared of something. What do you think?
Well, I think they are scared, Alex. But the important thing to keep in mind is that where there has been loss in a battle, there's also creation of opportunity. Sure, you have to stop and pick up your casualties. Sure, you have to start counting who's left and you know, what assets you have to defend what you believe in. But let me tell you, at the same time, the opportunity has risen. We saw over a period of time how, you know, InfoWars has been an instrument of education, and I have always committed myself to the little time that I have on your program to educate. You know, when I said, oh, here we have a president that has the presidency, the Congress, the Senate, he has Jackson on the wall, Jefferson on the other wall, and Washington in the front of it, the Oval Office is in good hands, this man has good judgment. Well, you know, he does have good judgment, but he was a businessman who didn't know that, as he did not read Eustace Mullins. He would have read, he would have learned, he would have seen that in, let's say, 1909, the Tsar of Russia, because there were revolution in the making, transferred $400 million worth of, you know, it's money from the Treasury just in case something were to be needed for an emergency, deposited in American banks. You know, Warburgs, you know, the people. So the bankers took the money. Oh, in 2017, right, he was demolished. Russia was totally changed. In 2013, in 1913, the Federal Reserve was founded from the money that these bankers took from the Tsar of Russia. This you will see in Eustace Mullins. Why we know that? Because the Tsarina, the Tsar's mother, sued to recover the funds. Now, when you look at who is running the country and why the financial system in America is doing what they're doing, you have to wonder where we go next.
I agree with you. I mean, the globalists are making their move. The AOCs, the Bidens are puppets. But the power structure behind it, allied with China and others, are just bringing in policies that will devastate things on record, creating incredible resistance. And now they're just going to try to label that terrorist and try to have the CIA silence everyone. That's not going to go well.
Not going to go well at all. But you see, ask yourself the questions, because the people, like, you know, and the average person in the street can never believe his government is turning against them. I mean, you finance the government. There was once taxation without representation was a very important principle. It led to 1776. But now you have government turning against you, borrowing trillions of dollars, and what you have no control over that. That's taxation without representation. Is there ever another form of it?
The big picture here, the globalists are putting the U.S. into an exploitation phase, like communists do, collapsing us and using us to take over the next nation. Clearly, we're slated for destruction. How fast do you think this is going to move, and what should people do to stop it? Because we are in total peril right now.
Well, right now, there are solutions. There were solutions when the president of the United States was Donald Trump with the Congress and the Senate, but he didn't know the solutions. We talked about these solutions, you know, repatriate the Treasury. Imagine the person that was running the Federal Reserve is now running the Treasury of the United States. Can you believe that? We're in so much trouble that the only solutions that are left are for us to understand the fundamental principles. ask yourself, is Russia first? Taking care of Russia first? Yes, Russia is taking care of Russia first.
Yeah, Biden said, he said, I don't like America first. Well, then who is first? Because there's always something first. It's like telling your wife, you're not the first in my life. Or your children, you're not first in my life. Well, who is then? Just outrageous that they would talk to us directly like this.
Exactly. China, the same thing. China first, okay? They're looking out to themselves. Who are the globalists then? Well, they're in your home. They're inside here, in the United States. They're the ones that are they are the globalists destroying you. What you have to do is to decide, are we going to be a human race or a robot race? This is what Catherine Austin Fitz made it very, very clear. And this is where you have to start thinking of the fundamentals. Fundamentals are, I'm a human being, and I want my politicians to make sure that I, as a human being, have representation.
Well, that's right. The social contract has been cut. Thank you so much for the call, Carlos. You're talking about the film that's coming out. They already put like a 45-minute raw cut of her talking. It's very powerful. And it's, what's the exact title? It's on Band Out Video. I aired it Saturday, a special show I did. It's Planet Lockdown. Planet Lockdown, very powerful. It's free at band.video. Hope you go and check it out. All right, who's been holding longest here? That would be Jeremy, and then Duncan, and then Judy, and Joe, and everybody else. We're going to get to you, and we come back and start the next segment for a couple segments. There it is, Planet Lockdown, band.video. Planet Lockdown, full censored film, 285,000 views. She's the former deputy head of HUD, very well respected. And she managed companies with $40-something million in them. YouTube has banned it more than 10 times. Think about that. She's just up there talking about the Great Reset and what it's doing and showing proof. And, oh, sorry, you can't talk because you were the deputy head of HUD under the Clintons. And she's a liberal, but she's not a psychotic demon, and she cares about what's happening, and she's speaking up. So this is a very important piece. And, you know, it should have 10 million views, but it has a little over a quarter million. And I just wanted to get out to everybody. It's so precious. It's so important. You never know if we'll even be here next week. Separately, speaking of that, we have new T-shirts in. We have actually six different designs. We have humans are essential. I am essential. We are all essential. Infowars.com. So you can educate people what it means to be essential. If you're not essential, they're saying you should die. And we have a little more racy shirts. They don't say the actual cuss word. They just say FK, Biden, FK. Mask, FK, tyranny, and we've also got the Trader Joe's shirt with Joe Biden. And Ultra 12 is so good for your immune system, helps make DNA, support healthy nerve and brain cells, helps body produce energy, helps produce so much more, and is essential for proper nervous system function. They're the highest quality B12 you're going to find at 50% off, just as important as the other vitamins and minerals, probably more important because it allows all of them to basically function. It's right up there with iodine. What's more important, B12 or iodine? They're both paramount. Next course is X2. They have the highest quality ever. 50% off right there at InfoWarsStore.com. So be sure to. And DNA Force Plus is selling out, but still discounted as well. It's got the PQQ, the CoQ10 for your cells. Refresh and recharge your cells, your telomeres. It's vital. DNA Force Plus, discounted, selling out within a week or so. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Watson has some big news breaking in the fourth hour today. I'll tell you a little bit about it as soon as I'm authorized to next hour. Very exciting information. CNBC and MSNBC ratings crashed during first week of Biden era. So now they're just trying to start a fight with the American people and say we're all Donald Trump. Courtside Karen kicked out of NBA game after LeBron James allegedly called her a bitch. So much insanity. We're taking your phone calls right now. Who has been holding the longest? That would be Jeremy in Texas. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
About an hour, sir. That's how long I held. And the reason
well, we love
why...
you. You're here. We appreciate you. Go ahead.
Hey, man, it's an absolute honor. I'll be honest with you. You got chill bumps right now. But I want people to hear what I had to say. That's one of the reasons I stayed on hold for so long. Alex, I'm a normal guy. Grew up in Calhoun County, Alabama, man. I worked at a place that National Geographic actually did a show about it. They built M1 Abrams tanks, okay, and it's an Army depot close to the old Fort McClellan base that once was the military police school for the Army, and I believe all of the uniformed services. I'm a normal guy. No war hero. I'm no political expert. I am a trucker okay? I've been hauling produce off the West Coast since this whole COVID deal started, right? About 5,000 miles a week. And I want your listeners and new listeners especially to know that the government, they have a lot more power than the average American gives them credit for. You've said it many times, man. You know, I'm going to tell you a quick story. San Antonio, Texas, there is a government installation that me and a few other DOD civilians actually did a little tour about 4 months. We couldn't take our cell phones in. This base was blacked out from aerial, you know, Google Maps, Google Earth, whatever you want to call it. And this was in 2010, and what we were actually doing, me and some of the other civilians that worked for the DOD, 401st AFSB, we was test firing, cleaning, and repackaging up Glocks and AK-47, okay? Which, you know, I'm a veteran, and that kind of seemed kind of strange to me that, I mean, these massive amounts of weapons, okay, that were going out of this government installation. And, you know, it's weapons that, you know, the majority of AK-47s kill American soldiers. Would you agree, Alex?
You know, yes. I mean, did you know where they were being sent? Because this has come out a lot. The Chinese have been caught shipping them in. That's even come out in the news. There's, I mean, where did you think they were being distributed?
I'll put it to you like this. Fast and the Furious with Clinton and the Obama administration.
Oh, yeah, they got caught shipping them to Mexico to be sent to Al-Qaeda.
Very short thereafter this. And the ones, and I will say this, Alex, the ones that started asking questions like myself. Alex, I've never told this story before, ever. You're the first person. I actually reached out to you 3 years ago via email because I wanted to tell you this so bad because I didn't think anybody would believe
it. Oh, no, no. Now that you said Fast and Furious, that makes later we learned it was millions of firearms and ammunition.
Sir, you have no idea. I'm talking 144 hours of overtime every 2 weeks worth of weapons. There was 12 of us doing this, and we could not clean them, wipe the Cosmoline off of them, test fire them, break them down, put them back up, and put them back on that 53-foot trailer fast enough.
Actually, I had Tosh Plumlee on. I don't know how he's doing these days. He's a super old CIA contractor, very famous, the famous Church Committee whistleblower. He came on and blew the whistle about how they were shipping these guns into Mexico and then from El Chapo out into Syria for the Arab Spring. And so that actually came out. What you're saying, it actually came out in the news, but got almost no attention. So that's and even this new Biden official, I've got him in the article here today. He said Al-Qaeda is a U.S. ally. Did you see that?
Yes, sir. That is what worries me. And my whole point is the ones like myself who started asking questions, you know, excuse my language, but why the hell are we, you know, why are we doing so many AK-47s in box? Why? You know, shortly thereafter, we got sent home. The other people stayed. But the more, literally, Alex, we had to, they put us up in the 6-bedroom house in San Antonio, Texas. Looked like something off MTV Cribs. Okay. We had to leave our cell phones. We could not take our cell phones to work. And if we had to make a personal call, it literally, my mother's listening right now, 555-555-5555, John Doe. That's what would show up on the caller ID. Okay. And the government has a way of manipulating people so that you don't know you're being manipulated. Like you said earlier, oh, just be a good slave. Do what we say. The ones that question that, you know, well, why are we doing this? Why are we doing that? That makes, you know, I guess dangerous. And I'm pulled over here on Interstate 10. And you know, I've been running COVID this whole time. Produce. I mean, this is time crucial freight that we run here, Alex. And I have until 48 hours ago, man, all the border patrols on 8, on 10, on 70, Alamogordo, New Mexico, okay, nobody's working. Alex, this is the first time in 3 years that I haven't seen.
Oh, absolutely. Biden ordered the Border Patrol to stand down, and now there's a whistleblower that they refused.
I literally asked a Border Patrol officer at a truck stop. I said, hey, man, what the hell is going on? Why ain't y'all working? He said, hey, man, are y'all hired? we're about to be looking for a job, you know? I mean, so people, be careful. You know, I'm just a dumb.
I hear you, Jeremy, and I appreciate your call. I can talk to you for hours before I get to the next person. Amazing story, but it's not his opinion. I don't think he's lying about what he did. I think it's true, but we know it's true. That's what Obama did. And then he blamed the guns and deaths in Mexico on gun owners of America and said, ban the guns. He didn't just ship them to Al-Qaeda to launch Arab Spring. That came out. He then blamed us for it. That's another false flag. Fast and Furious is an open and shut false flag. All right, let's take another call here. Jam one more in here. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Alabama, then John in North Carolina. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Alex, we have to look to our past to know where our future goes. And when we look at Joe Kane is a Confederate soldier from 1867 that stood up against the Union lockdown. He paraded around Mobile with his band of the Lost Cause Minstrels and showed the Union soldiers that we were free people, that we could come together, that we could celebrate in the streets of our own city. And I think that across the nation, we need to have Mardi Gras globally, nationwide, to show that we are not.
I was thinking that the other day. We need to call for anti-COVID block parties and just organize them and just have them in every city. And most of the police will support you, but if they give you a problem, then you got to go to court. I mean, let's come out, let's have parties, let's take the mask off, let's show the sheeple that it's a takeover plan. Because they admit it's all a fraud, the takeover plan. Have these parties to be educational events. I totally agree with you.
Mobile County Sheriff's Department has said they are going to stand down during Mardi Gras and allow us to have our parties. I think you know, Mobile as a whole has a very checkered history. We had the last.
Well, wasn't that beautiful how the Trump rallies, nobody was wearing masks at the end? I mean, we see through this crap.
Oh, it was amazing. I was not a Trump supporter when Trump ran, but I became a Trump supporter through his policies and his actions. And
boy, aren't people going to miss Trump under Biden? I mean, he is just butchering this country.
It's amazing what he's doing. He is breaking us down as individuals, taking away all of our liberties, and we need to come together and stand up against it and fight in a peaceful way, not a bloody civil war. We don't need another bloody civil war.
Oh, they all want us fighting and killing each other. That's what the Chi-Coms and EU want. We need to come out with peaceful demonstrations, nonviolent civil disobedience, and absolutely just say no to the whole thing. That means going to the mall, not wearing masks, having a demonstration. That means going to your church, commanding, take the mask off. Get out of your comfort zone, folks, with a mask or never coming off. And we have the proof of Klaus Schwab and all the rest of them now admitting that this is a permanent lockdown and a total power grab.
Mask off Mobile is what I'm pushing right now, and I'm not doing it on social media. I'm doing it word of mouth. And we are coming together on the Sunday before Fat Tuesday, and we are going to party in the streets. Mobile is 52% black and 48% white, and we all come together. There
That's beautiful. And they don't want us coming together. They want us watching MSNBC, so we all hate each other and believe we're all racist. All right, hour number three coming up. I'm taking a few more calls before Robert Barnes joins us. I never got to the Bill Gates incredible news. Well, that is just over the top. He has a giant global board with us as pawns, and he's in control of them, and this is a real psycho mental patient. That's coming up next hour. Robert Barnes on the lockdown, the martial law, constitutional lawyer. Your calls. I'm Alex Jones. Please spread the word about the local station you're listening to.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.